Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And joining us is our regular CPA / attorney at law, Patricia Gentile. And you know, helping people and really and truly trying to get all of us to understand the IRS. The IRS is not always right, and they're not always wrong. And so there is a fine line, and sometimes you need a lawyer that has the CPA experience, that understands the legalities of the situation, to fight for you, because it really is important to have an advocate. You would never, ever, ever go into a baseball game without a pitching coach, without a general manager. I mean, it would never happen. And yet we don't really understand how important it is to have an advocate, someone to fight on our behalf. And so we always are thrilled when Patricia comes on. And Patty, welcome. And today you have something that I didn't even know existed.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's why I wanted to let you know who it was and what it was that I was talking about, because probably most people don't know this. Most taxpayers do not know about the Taxpayer Advocate's service and the Taxpayer Advocate herself and the Office of the Taxpayer Advocate, which is supposedly an independent organization within the IRS. That helps taxpayers and protects taxpayer rights. And it's a free service.
So in other words, this is not, she doesn't work for the IRS, she works for the government?
No, she works, the Taxpayer Advocate Service is, quote by the IRS, an independent organization within the IRS.
Okay, I got it. Okay,
it's within the IRS. They have carved out an organization that helps taxpayers and protects taxpayer rights. Like, for example, if you need assistance in resolving an IRS problem, if your problem is causing financial difficulty, or if you believe an IRS system or procedure isn't working as it should, you can actually... You have rights under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights to go and contact the Taxpayer Advocate Service. And when you go to the IRS's website, irs.gov, that's .gov, they have a search box in the upper right-hand corner of the home page, and you can type in there, Taxpayer Advocate, and it'll bring you to the page about the service, what's available, and where you would call in your local area, the actual service office number. They also have a national taxpayer advocate office number that will eventually route you to your local taxpayer advocate office.
Okay, so I have just a simple question for you.
Yeah.
Why have we never heard of this? No, I'm not kidding. Seriously.
Yeah. In my 35 years of practice, the only time I see that the Taxpayer Advocate Service offered by the IRS advertised, is when you go to the IRS's website and you had to know to look it up. The as a taxpayer, I'm not talking about as a tax professional. If you actually speak with a tax professional who doesn't know about this, you need to turn around and run away from that person. But it is a free service offered by the IRS. And prior to the IRS actually doing a very good job on their website, on providing information on their website, I'd say over the past 10 years at best, their website's been very informative, very helpful to the taxpayer as well as tax professionals. We even have our own little section there. But prior to, say, 10 years ago at best, nobody even knew about this service, this independent organization. I'm not really sure, you know, I need to look this up. I'm not really sure how long it's been in place. I can tell you that the National Taxpayer Advocate herself, her name is Nina Olson, she's been in her job for 18 years. And
wow.
Effectively, July 31st, just a few days ago, she's retired. And she released her final report to Congress. And she has to issue a few reports annually to both Senate, legislature, entire Congress, certain committees, you know, certain representative committees, and then the annual report, and then it gets published. And she issued her final, I guess, her 37th report in 18 years and her final report to Congress prior to her retirement. Always interesting. I read it every single year. I read it all the time because she says that the IRS's key challenges right now and still need to be worked on is, number one, taxpayer service. She said, the report said, that poor taxpayer service remains the biggest challenge taxpayers face in dealing with the IRS. And one example she gave was that the IRS telephone assisters, that's what they call their telephone assisters, during the recent filing season answered just 25% of taxpayers.
Wow, that's
calls.
Pretty horrible.
Yeah, and the hold times for taxpayers who did get through averaged 13 minutes. And I will tell you, Frankie, from my experience, I don't know how you could get in within 13 minutes. I don't know what part of the United States made that average happen, because over here on the East Coast, from our end in Boston all the way down to Atlantic City, Atlanta, Georgia, into Florida, Philadelphia, New York. We had an average hold time to get through the IRS of an hour. Average.
Wow,
that's an average, and everybody.
That's
would
disgusting.
Say that, whether
yeah, that's
you were
really
a professional
bad.
Or a taxpayer yeah. trying to get through on a phone number on your notice. Here's a very interesting one, and this might be something, I know you do a health show as well on WCRN here in Worcester, Mass., that the self-service applications, that even though the IRS established this self-assistance, you know, self-offering more self-service opportunities for people through their website, through YouTube, even on the phone, automated service, the taxpayer advocate, Ms. Olson, actually identified that as a key challenge, because she wrote that because the IRS, their investigation, audit, and collection powers are awesome, she used the word awesome to the taxpayer, she wrote it is clear that every interaction with the agency has the potential to be anxiety-inducing. And she said that led her, this observation led her to develop what she called the Taxpayer Anxiety Index.
I love this. Okay, so this is so awesome that I'm just so excited for all of us to hear about Nina's role. And when we come back, you'll tell us about how you go about replacing Nina after all these years
and
the work and the advocacy she does.
I have no idea how to replace her. She's been the best advocate for the taxpayer.
Oh, my gosh. And when we come back, I want you to just, by the way, give out your website and all that good information, please.
Yes, GentileCPALaw.com and my direct phone number, 978-454-1145.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, it's so nice to have an advocate like Patricia Gentile on the show, CPA lawyer, and just really understands our rights as taxpayers. It's so important. I can't stress to you all that we are so vulnerable when it comes to the IRS. And for many reasons, whether it be a tax professional who mishandled your account, whether it be that you are owing so much money and didn't know how to get out of it, the list goes on and on. And Pat, you really deal with everyone from all walks of life with these subjects, and it can be very overwhelming. And so what we're talking about today, for those of you just joining us, is the Taxpayer Advocate Service, which I never knew existed. And you were explaining to us that it's an organization within the IRS that helps taxpayers and protects taxpayer rights. And so my question to you is, this woman, this Nina Olson that's just retired, her replacement, will her replacement be able to figure out or deal with all of the issues that she dealt with? And, I'm just wondering what that's all about.
I was trying to search, and I'm going to reach out and do a little bit more research to either colleagues in the know, because I was trying to research on the IRS's website who is right now the acting head of the Taxpayer Advocate Service. There's got to be an acting taxpayer advocate. She just retired effectively July 31st. She has been awesome. The problem is Congress making the changes that she suggests, and she's been one of the best inside advocates, inside government, IRS, advocates we've had. She's accomplished quite a bit, though, too. But as you know, these are reports that semi-annual reports. She does one in the middle of the year. There's a mid-year report to Congress, and now she does this annual that kind of sums everything up. I do want to say, I want to mention to people that I find this extremely, extremely important. I found this kind of really outside the box thinking or move action on her part that she's left us with, which is she actually created, she spent dozens, she just says dozens of hours designing and preparing what's called a subway map. Believe it or not, the Taxpayers Roadmap 2019, it's an illustration of the modern United States tax system. It's to try and help the average taxpayer navigate through the system depending on where you may be involved with the IRS within its system. I will say that if you go to the IRS's website, irs.gov, that map is right on. You can click into it Right now it's on the home page. It's being kind of, I call it advertised. I will tell you, she even said this, that herself, a quote, "Anyone looking at this map will understand that we have an incredibly complex tax system that is almost impossible for the average taxpayer to navigate." That's a quote from her. And I had colleagues, I had one colleague that looked at that and said, "Oh my God, my head hurts." But to navigate the IRS and then her turning around and prior to your break, coming up with developing a taxpayer anxiety index, which is a methodology for analyzing how the IRS should structure its interactions with the taxpayer. And she's saying, look, great that you wanted, IRS, that you wanted to develop more self-assistance for people so they could, you know, a lot of people don't, the last thing they want to do is talk to the IRS. So if they can do things through the internet and automated phone service and YouTube or anything like that, she did cite that there is a survey data and from Forrester Research and a separate survey recently published by the Harvard Business Review that says customers who use the internet are comfortable with self-assistance in some categories of interaction, but they prefer personal contact. Others, particularly those involved in uncertainty and complex decision-making, known to provoke anxiety. So she's saying to Congress and the IRS, look, you need to understand the anxiety-inducing capacity of a given interaction so that you know when to assess that a taxpayer needs person-to-person interaction. Let's not all go now totally one way with self-service, but it's here's practice and procedure. IRS practice and procedure.
I'm just loving that we are talking about this, and I'm also loving the fact, Pat, that we as taxpayers, and you know, I think maybe the next time you come back on, we should really and truly go back to some of the basics that we have rights. And I think that's one of the pieces in this whole conversation that we need to stress is that we do have rights, and you have made that very clear to us. And many of us were not aware that we had rights. We all thought that if the IRS says it and sends it, then that's it.
I it's so hard to navigate and represent yourself through the practice and procedure of the system that's available. I don't know how anybody does it without a tax professional representing them. Hiring the gun that barricades you from dealing with the IRS and yourself, and somebody who's definitely competent to doing that, understands the practice and the procedure. It's like even preparing your own tax returns. If I had not done this professionally,
absolutely,
I don't even know how people are doing their own returns.
So let's give everybody your information. Once again, a brilliant couple of segments. Brilliant. So please do give us all that, the good stuff.
Thank you very much. My website is gentilecpalaw.com. Within a couple of months, by the end of the summer, actually, I'll be launching a new website and called New England Tax Relief. And currently my phone number, my direct phone number is 978-454-1145.
Awesome.
We need more tax relief than we ever thought.
Certainly do. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is BizTalk Radio.